We saw two groups of masked protesters come head-to-head over the weekend. Now, can you guess what happened next? Any prizes for guessing what happened next when you have two groups of protesters wearing masks and hiding their identities that come face-to-face over the weekend? Yes, you guessed it. There was violence. There was chaos. Anti-racism protesters gathered at Melbourne's State Parliament to counter a nearby protest by the United Patriots Front. And this very quickly descended into disaster. And this is so predictable when you have masked thugs running amok. They burned the Aussie flag, attacked onlookers. The protesters who were hiding their identity were particularly unhappy with onlookers and the media taking their photos. A man filming on his smartphone was assaulted, punched and kicked to the ground by three men. Two more photographers attacked. Stuart McAvoy, a photographer for The Australian, says the protesters told him not to take photos, and when he told them to go away, they threw a punch at him. Police arrested three, two for assaulting each other in a fight, one for damaging a photographer's camera. This is the way thugs behave when they cover their faces. They're more brazen in their behaviour, and they know that it's harder for police to identify them. We spoke previously to Victoria's Deputy Police Commissioner, Andrew Crisp, who told us in May that people who hide their identity are going to behave in a way that they wouldn't if their face was shown. You don't have to be Einstein to work that out. And I've said it before, people should not be allowed to cover their faces at public demonstrations. And it's hypocritical, isn't it, in an age of security concerns, that large groups of people can walk around with masks bashing people. Well, that's what happened again over the weekend, but I don't know why police are at all surprised when you allow people to turn up with masks going head-to-head with opposing protests. Of course there's going to be violence. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews is promising to introduce new penalties to deal with people wearing masks. We need to do the same thing here. Until somebody changes the rules, we will get exactly the same result.